This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Final hour of the G-Bag Nation happening right now. The G-Bag boys are en route to the airport. I'm not sure what the closest airport is to Surprise, Arizona, but whatever it is, that's where they're headed to. Therefore, you get a little extra hour early of the Fan After Dark doing the final hour of G-Bag Nation. So this is the final hour of G-Bag Nation. I'm Fred Davis. That gentleman off to my right is none other than the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott.
Hola, amigos and amigas. It's a wonderful Friday here in the DFW. Could not be more excited than to be sitting right here in front of Fred Davis, also in front of Lucius Alexander, who's in the Pimp Cup. So it's a great day to do radio.
It absolutely is, and Lucius will be holding it down for the final hour of the program, and then, of course, we'll take you up until 7, and then we're going to continue to stay in these seats, and
we
then, you know, kind of like a Scooby-Doo, take our mask off. Oh, you crazy kids. It's the Fan After Dark after all, and then, of course, we'll take you till 11 p.m., 2300 for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock.
I don't know if I can do these headphones. It's cutting in and out. Probably going to switch. Do a switcheroo.
Yeah, so headphone issues have been a thing all week for us. I had headphone issues yesterday. Found them, so I'm back in action. You, however, yours have seen better days, so it looks like you'll be using...
So my headphones themselves are fine. It's the adapter. That I've had a problem with. So if anyone has a spare adapter at the fan,
maybe I can take
Bassett.
Okay, so I got this mad adapters back here.
Oh, there
are? I'll show you a spot. Don't show anybody else because adapters are like gold at a radio station, bro.
They 100% are. They 100% are. So you'll be privy to that information after this segment. And then, Lucius, I don't know if you knew this or not, but your guy Blake has a nickname for you that we've been calling you from time to time.
Oh, y'all been calling me without me being around? You got a nickname for me without me knowing about it?
Well, that's why I felt like it was time. It was time to, since we're doing the show today. Blake, do you want to go ahead and tell Lucius the nickname that you have for him?
Yeah, I don't really know the origin of it. Oh, my gosh. I just got blasted with this supersonic noise. Oh, my gosh. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah, we did. Well, it might be a precursor to this nickname.
I thought that was your last mic check right there.
That was the worst noise I've ever heard in my life. I hope nobody on the radio heard that.
No, I'm sure they did. It's okay, though.
That was terrible. I don't remember the origin of it. Maybe we're talking Italian food.
We might have been. I'm not sure.
But somehow it came up, and I gave you the nickname Meatball.
Oh my God.
And we've been calling you Meatball ever since.
What?
It's a term of endearment. I don't really, maybe one of the Tolos, one of the fatties
can
remind me how we got to there. It wasn't just random. I didn't randomly just start calling you that. I was like, oh no, Lucius, that's Meatball. And
did you look at me and say, man, that fool looked like a meatball?
No, it wasn't that.
It's getting out of control, so I need to tell him.
It was a term of endearment. We've always said it in a nice way.
You know what I think it was? I think it was when we were doing the what was that cartoon where you had the guy dressed up? That's what it was.
It's where they had the French fry and the
guy dressed up as the shake
on Adult Swim.
Carl.
My name is
So somehow or another, you got lumped in as being Meatball. I'm not sure how, but that was all.
Somebody said hot mic. We definitely heard that. I'm so sorry, guys. I plugged those in. I thought I got electrocuted.
Seriously, G-Bag leaves for an hour and all hell breaks loose. We're only 7 minutes into the segment, for crying out loud. So
I look hot, fat, and greasy to you fools.
No. I would never.
I would say more hilarious, timely, and red at times.
Not
yeah. Nice try, bro. Nice try.
That's the worst explanation for a nickname ever.
I don't know what the reason. I'm going to have to play back the audio from that day because it wasn't. Y'all are thinking of Aqua Teen Hunger.
Yeah, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, 100%.
I love that intro.
Yes, 100%. Now, again, how we liken Lucius to Meatball, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not sure.
These are the ones.
And, of course, Lucius, you've done nighttime radio, so you know.
Shake Sula, the mic ruler, the old schooler. You want a trick? I'll bring it to you.
There you go. There you go right there.
So quick with the audio.
Oh, that's, I tell you what.
Lucius, you should start teaching a class. I think all of our producers are great, but there's producers all over the DFW. You should teach a class on how to be active with the audio, knowing when to chime in.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it in all my years of life.
Well, no, the way the HOA is set up now and the mortgage is set up, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. I think you should do that. Do a little seminar.
But you got to remember, though, too. See, you gotta remember, Lucius is a old school like radio head.
Do you not remember one day we were doing a crosstalk, made the most random reference possible, maybe about a celebrity, and he plays the audio of said celebrity 9 seconds later, almost as if we gave him a script on what we're gonna talk about.
Okay, let me ask you this: when you were starting out in the biz, did they have you making cuts during breaks to come back with?
Yeah.
See that's. Back when I was interning back then, that's what they made you do. Like, you'd have a clip, you'd do an interview, and then boom, during the break, you were cutting up audio, putting stuff behind it, and then, by the way, we need to stay ready when the next segment hits.
I got bad news for Lucius. People are texting in, guys. It's not even Meatball. The actual name on the show is Meatwad. So.
Come on, bro.
We're going to stick with Meatball.
Tomato, tomato. One other thing, Lucius, are you a Cinnabon or Cinnabon?
Yeah, I heard about what you guys did last night.
The name of the store. The name of the store in every
Cinnabon.
Mall.
Thank you. Thank you. That's it.
Someone said, hey, I missed it. Who stole the charger? Nobody stole it.
Oh, that's right. That great did pull, get clarified as well.
972. It was Ross Lebinski misplaced it, if you will.
Well, he didn't misplace it. He just moved it.
In his bag.
No, he put it, whatever's the
storage cabinet back there. Yeah.
And I guess something was getting cleaned, and so he moved it, and
it's such a
the rest is history.
All the rest of the cord's still there. Thought it was fishy.
It was there, though.
Yeah. He texted back quickly.
He did.
He knew Lucius were on the investigation.
Well, that, and I mean, look, I think we've got grade A producers. I don't see anybody just walking off with
the two producers we were working with that night were being a little sus.
Who was it? Trevor and Khaki Kev?
They're like, it wasn't me.
Well, poor Khaki Kev. He's that kind of guy that can be totally innocent, but just by his nature and anxiety level, will look like he's guilty.
Yes. Took the words right out of my mouth with the anxiety, dog.
I didn't mean.
You know what? Just take me for questioning.
Yeah.
He is, I'll tell you what, if we ever find out that he's just giving out false confessions, Khaki Kev all day, every day.
Yeah, he's a nervous wreck. He's the first one to fold if we do something.
Poor,
he's going to tell it, bro.
I'm telling you what, he will fold under pressure. Fold, that's exactly right. Welcome into the program. It is the last hour of the G-Bag. I'm Fred. That is Blake. You guys already know Lucius Alexander back there in the Pimp Cup holding it down for the G-Bag guys. They were in Surprise, Arizona all week. What a great week. Real quick, how are you feeling? We're a week into this, so I'm not going to get too carried away with this. Nobody's gotten hurt. Jack Leiter. Look, good day. What, 4 strikeouts? Mm-hmm. All right. Kumar, we're still kind of have to wait and see. But baseball's here. We understand that it's a marathon, not a sprint. So obviously, you know, we still got plenty of time to get ready for this thing. But at the very least, you got to be encouraged by what we're hearing and seeing out in Surprise.
No, I'm encouraged. Our boy Sebastian Walcott, our young guy, hit a homer the other day. I think it was 107 off the bat, off a cutter. So nice to see that. You're going to need some guys to step up because you don't want Seager. Simeon's going to want to play every day. Josh Young, you want to be able to give those guys a day off and feel good about what you got. You still got Josh Smith, who they're trying to figure out where they're going to play him. Utility guy, DH, outfield.
Good problem to have.
Infield, it is a good problem to have. I feel pretty comfortable with the pitching rotation right now. The bullpen is still kind of a work in progress. We'll see what starter gets demoted to maybe a bullpen spot. Maybe it's a guy even into a closer spot. But I think if you're a Texas Rangers fan, you got to feel pretty good about them, not only just making the playoffs, but making a run. 877-881-1053. That's the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. Text in right now if you think the Rangers will make a playoff run. If you think they won't, more than welcome to voice that as well. We love hearing all your different opinions on what you think of this team going in. So we can bookmark. We can go back and say everybody believed, nobody believed, or people were split, or wherever they are. People are still talking about Meatwad. They said, Lucius, take it as a term of endearment. Meatwad had the best morals out of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Term of endearment. Yeah, I understand that. Mm. Naysayers.
I love the turn. I love the turn. I think Meatball's kind of nice, but I don't get to choose that.
I mean, you did.
Yeah.
I mean, you did.
But notice how Lucius did not deter the nickname.
Did not. Something to be said for that. Stars, they're in action tonight, 7 p.m. So if you're into that sort of thing, turn the game on, put it on mute, turn it down, whatever you're into, and then listen to Fan After Dark. You will be glad that you did. They're playing the Kings tonight. Kings are 31-17. Your Dallas Stars are 37-19.
I told the Hockey Hawk, Gavin Spittle, before he left, I said I was feeling very hockey today. I got my Stars shirt on.
I see that.
Got my star shirt on. I'm feeling good. Also put a little, you know, I'm a degenerate gambler. So I put a little $3 bet. William Nylander, over 3.5 shots. Adrian Kempe, who plays for the LA Kings, is going to be playing the Stars tonight, over 3.5 shots. And Robo, Jason Roberson, over 3.5 shots. So if that cash is for your boy, I will let you know how we're feeling tonight after the Stars get a W in the AAC. And I know it's packed because it was traffic getting over here, and I usually don't see traffic getting to work. And it was packed by the AAC for once.
You want to share with the G-Bag fans a little Blake QL moment, for those of you wondering. Hit on a parlay last night.
I did.
Hit on a parlay. Still showed up to work today, too. How about
that? I did hit on a parlay. Jimmy Butler under, Jackson Hayes over, Russell Westbrook over, KD over, and the best one of the day, Steph Curry over, who went off for 56 last night.
Come on. What a game.
Yeah.
What
just,
a game.
Just trying to, if I keep hitting parlays, those 7 to 7:30 shifts.
Money in the bank, shorty, what you drank all day, every day. But a big win by you also. And it was a good night in the association last night.
It was.
It was a lot of good basketball. I mean, we're getting down to the nitty gritty, as we say. I mean, we're down to, what, 25 games for a lot of these teams
out
there.
Unless you're a Suns fan, it's not good basketball.
No, right now, if you're a Suns fan, well, I'll tell you what. If you're a Suns fan, you're miserable. If you're a Hornets fan, although if you're a Hornets fan, you're used to it. If you're a Wizards fan,
76ers fan.
Yeah. Yeah,
76ers are feeling really bad because you probably had hopes that your team was going to be a top three team.
Yeah, we'll get
and
to
you're
that.
A bottom three.
We're going to get to that later on the program as well. The just misfortune that is Daryl Morey and Joel Embiid and Podcast P.
Podcast A dropped 25 the other night.
Well, it's amazing what happens when you know, decide to focus on the thing that, you know, makes you all your money.
Mm-hmm.
What a concept.
Should Micah Parsons do the same?
I'm going to say no, only for one reason. Only for one reason. Because doesn't he do his on days off anyway?
Correct. I'm going to ask Atolos. You can just text in yes or no, 877-881-1053. Do you want Micah Parsons to stop doing his podcast? If you say yes, obviously you want him to stop. If you say no, put your reasoning. I don't care that he does it. He's still a great pass rusher, and I don't care. Or if you want him to stop doing it, you don't have to give a reason. The more the merrier, though. Text in yes or no if you want Micah to stop doing his podcast.
I'm going to say no because nobody cares that Travis Kelce does his.
Someone said you didn't have the Moses Brown in the parlay. I don't even think he was available.
He wasn't even available. I don't even think FanDuel knew he was alive last night. They know now, but last night they didn't.
Well, they won't anymore because his 10-day contract ran up yesterday. And because he's been in the league 6 years, he's not able to sign another 10-day contract.
So they got to add him to the roster?
Well, they can't add anybody until April 9th
because
the first apron rules of them trading for Caleb Martin.
Yeah. Who still isn't on the team yet.
Yeah. So I honestly scoured these social medias and the internets for like 30 minutes trying to figure it out. I came to no conclusion that they can sign Moses Brown. It looks like it's over.
That's a shame.
And post-game, Jason Kidd was talking about like he was great for us. Now we're going to figure out a roster spot. Because I don't, unless maybe
well,
you cut.
Kessler Edwards only has 10 games left.
Yeah, unless you cut somebody, but I don't, even then, I don't think so. But Long story short, I think Moses Brown's time in Dallas.
He'll get picked up by somebody else, though. I mean, it's a great dress rehearsal.
It has to be a full roster spot. Can't be another 10-day.
I'm sure somebody. I mean, what's he making? Half a mil? Yeah. Veteran minimum?
Yeah. But a lot of these teams are on this first apron.
Tell you what, if you're the Lakers, you might. I mean, you got to see him in real time.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Hey, you've already fleeced Dallas once. Might as well.
If you're the Lakers. Hey,
thanks for showing us that.
If you're the Lakers,
it.
You're probably feeling good the Mark Williams trade didn't go through. Because even though Mark Williams played well for the Hornets last night, giving up 20-11 to Moses Brown isn't exactly the biggest support.
No, doesn't make you feel good about the direction you're headed. So he's Blake. I'm Fred. Lucius back in the pimp cup. All right, coming up next, final two segments of the last hour of G-Bag Nation. NFL Combine, it is hot and heavy. And could there be, might this be the most important thing that Jerry Jones has done in the last 10 years as general manager of your Dallas Cowboys? What is it? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. This is G-Bag Nation.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. It is G-Bag Nation on a Friday night. Glad to have you guys all on board. The G-Bag boys, as you guys know, have been in Surprise, Arizona, covering your Texas Rangers all week long. And, of course, they had a flight to catch. And thus,
called from the bullpen, keeping with the baseball theme, myself and Mr. Blake Elliott, you get a Fan After Dark themed final hour of G-Bag Nation.
I mean, what a blessing to be here during the G-Bag Hours. This is like our third or fourth time doing this during the G-Bag Hours. I saw some people texting in asking who we are. Blake Elliott, fan phenom, been here a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Davis, roofer. I think this is what, month one, month two for you?
I just got here, just first show, actually. I just stumbled in. I was panhandling on the corner over there on Fitzhugh, and somebody heard my voice and said, hey, can you do radio? I said, I got some headphones in my pocket.
It's the man with your magic voice. We got him.
Shout out to Ted Williams. What a run.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to the best of oldies. You're listening to Magic something, something, something.
Man, they gave my man some mac and cheese, and he never looked back. He never looked back.
Is that a reference?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese?
What's Kraft hired him. My man was
Robert?
Huh?
You said Kraft hired him. I said Robert?
No, Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Well, that's still Robert.
No, it's not.
Robert Kraft is Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Are you hearing this?
Am I wrong?
I'm so used to this dude, bro. I'm not
trolling.
It's not the same Kraft, bro. You can have more than one last name or name of a company.
I hear you.
Let him down easily.
So what did Robert Kraft found then?
He runs Gillette.
That's boring.
The best a man can get.
The shaving brand?
That's correct.
So he has nothing to do with Kraft mac and cheese.
He does
My whole life's a lie.
Change your life. Look at that.
You're going to learn today. Yeah. That's exactly right. No, Ted Williams, not the baseball player who had his head frozen, but Ted Williams, the generational talent who was panhandling in the streets of Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, you know, and has one of the most incredible voices you'll ever hear, right?
Like, and one of the longest faces of all time, by the way.
He looked kind of like a skinny Don King, right? And so with just a phenomenal voice.
Squidward-esque?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah. No, I had to think about it for a second. But yeah, so he would, you know, you would drive up on him and, you know, we've talked about, you know, homeless folks here on the show before. Uh-huh. He was. That's what I'm saying. He was. But part of his shtick was he would talk to you in his radio voice.
Yeah, he would read a promo right there for some, read a promo for cash, bro.
That's exactly right.
It's a little man thing again.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You know, dollar for whatever. No, you'd get a dollar, but you'd also get like a voicemail message out of it too. Uh-huh. So they hired him and then, but you know, I mean, he had problems.
Yeah, he crashed on out.
He sure did.
He got his life together, then crashed out again.
That's exactly
how long did he last?
Not long. Long enough to be on like Oprah or somebody, and then I think he did a couple run throughs with Kraft macaroni and cheese, and that was the last we heard of
old
Teddy.
He gave it all to the dope man.
Well, if you missed the news today, Jerry Jones will not be doing his bus interview that he has been doing for a long time. I double checked with Zach Wolchuk and asked about it. He said yes. This is the first time in a long time, but I believe that Jerry is going to talk Wednesday.
He is.
Zach Martin is having his retirement deal, so that's probably why he canceled. But the official coming out today was Jerry Jones will not do his media availability in the bus because he had to talk to players, had to be in meetings, which...
No, he had to do GM things.
As Fred teased and as many people put on social media, I take this as a good thing. This is something he hasn't done. And for all the people listening right now, all the people that have been texting the whole... since the Cowboys season has ended, that... this is going to be the same offseason. It's going to be as usual of what the Cowboys do. I think this is showing that the tides may be changing, that they're doing things a little bit differently. Obviously, bringing in a whole different coaching staff, going to the college ranks, not doing all these media availabilities, kind of doing stuff different. I personally, I don't know if this is a good job of them roping me in, but it's working. I was out on the Cowboys. I'm not saying I'm in. Mm-hmm. Not saying I'm in. But I'm looking.
You're trending in that direction.
I'm looking through the crack.
No, look, I'm in. I'm in. Look, I'm not emotionally scarred. I have no trauma with the Dallas Cowboys.
I do.
Right?
I
so do. Sign me up. I'm jumping in head first. Okay. Why not? I got nothing to lose. I just watched my team get obliterated by the Eagles a few weeks ago. So you can't join them, hate them. Right? So let's do it. No, if Jerry Jones is too smart of a guy. Right? To not see what has happened over the last 18 to 24 months of his franchise and not say to himself, I've got to do something different. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, apathy from fans. You know, the old adage that, you know, there's no such thing as bad press. Well, no, there is, right? Because in today's day and age,
it can be spun, and that's how people view you.
Well, there's that. And here's the other reality of it, okay? Because in 1990 or 89 or whatever it was when Jerry bought the Cowboys, okay, you had, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 TV channels to choose from? I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you didn't have many, all right? Attention spans weren't as disastrous as they are now, all right? And so now, okay, like people my age, all right, yeah, great. We're, you know, people my age and older are still holding on to Cowboy lore. People your age, not so much.
Well, what lore is there to hold on to?
And that's just it.
Dez Bryant.
Because you can only hear from your parents for so long about the good old days.
Yep.
All right? I mean, how old is, I mean, Troy Aikman's what, 55, 56?
Yeah, never got to see him. Live, at least.
Live, exactly, right? I mean, you never saw him play in person.
It like that's impossible.
That's wild, okay? So I think Jerry is too shrewd of a businessman. And I think between him, I think between Stephen Jones, I think between Will McClay, we can't. And the best thing that could have happened because nothing internally was going to change it. But I think what happened was the Eagles and the Commanders, and more importantly, the Commanders. I mean, the Commanders basically pimp slapped you for all intents and purposes over the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take your DC.
Yep.
We're going to rid you of your depth.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go ahead and outdraft you and show you how a draft is really run.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then on top of that, then we're going to go ahead and, y'all haven't been to a NFC championship in 35 years? Boom, here's how quick we can do it when we actually all get on the same page.
Well, I do have a programming update, and then I'll respond to what you just said. Gavin Spittle has texted us, our boss.
Uh-oh.
He said, you are both incorrect, Fred and Blake.
Uh-oh.
Robert Kraft is the founder of Kraft Group, which includes several paper and packaging companies, including International Forest Products and Randall Whitney.
So in addition to Gillette.
I don't know. I mean, he just said we're both incorrect, and you said Gillette, so.
Kraft Foods and Kraft Group. What's the difference?
I'm thinking that Kraft Group
owns Kraft Foods?
Or maybe just my thing was he just owned Gillette. Maybe the Kraft Group is
Kraft
just
Group
separate.
Kraft Group owns like the Heinz and the Kraft Foods and the Gillettes and all of that beautiful stuff. Can you invest in Kraft Group is what I want to know now.
I wonder what the stock is looking like. How much can I buy in for? Because, you know, seems like Mr. Robert Kraft knows what he's doing as a businessman.
Let's see here.
What does he own?
Let's see.
People are 682.
Yeah.
Oh, Fred. Oh, so innocent. So they think you're innocent on your take of Jerry Jones.
I'm well aware of what it is. I literally told you guys. I'm not. Because here's the thing. If it all blows up, I mean, I'm still going to sleep just fine.
Someone said he has nothing to do with Gillette at all. It's just a sponsor.
Okay. So Kraft Group, a holding company that includes business in paper, packaging, sports, and entertainment.
Yeah.
Kraft Foods is a brand within Kraft Heinz conglomerate, which is a former
That's a big word.
Kraft parent company. Wow. Okay. Scratching my head.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But I know he's part of Gillette. I promise you he was. I promise you he was part of the Gillette group.
I just want to stick that he did mac and cheese. I like that better.
That I can almost guarantee you he had nothing to do with.
Why would he not buy into that? So who's Kraft mac and cheese? So Kraft mac and cheese, they saw the Kraft name and someone else just took it? We as Cowboys fans from the
Kraft Heinz.
What is that?
That's the company that owns Kraft.
Have we ever heard of that before? Has anyone ever said Kraft Heinz? Who owns that?
Well, that's a merger.
Yeah, exactly. Because you figure like Heinz Ketchup Ward. And other.
Yeah, the Heinz family.
Yeah. Not Heinz Ward. Different spellings. Heinz is H-E-I-N-Z. Heinz Ward is H-I-N-E-S.
Look at you. From the 404, we as Cowboys fans are like the guy who keeps taking the girl back who continues to break his heart.
By the way,
the toxic relationship.
By the way, the Kraft Heinz Company, commonly known as Kraft Heinz, is an American multinational food company formed by the merger of Kraft Foods Group. Let's get that straight. Let's clarify. The Kraft Foods Group.
We suck.
and the H.J. Heinz Company, co-headquartered in Chicago and Pittsburgh. So there you go.
Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. I know that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So
that's who owns mac and cheese.
That's under their umbrella, yes.
That's the,
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
But it's separate from Bob Kraft, the owner.
Robert. Now we're switching in. We were saying
you
Robert
realize Kraft. That Bob is short for Robert.
But nobody calls him Bob Kraft. We all call him Robert Kraft.
Plenty of people call him Bob.
You're the first person I've heard
plenty
call him
of
Bob.
People call
Lucius,
him
do you
Bob.
Call him Bob Kraft when you're looking at the Patriots owner?
Yeah, Bob Kraft, right? Robert Kraft, Bob Kraft. Yeah, come on, man. You're doing too much right now. You're doing too much.
We call him Meatball Kraft.
Or Meat Wad, either way. Either way. Look, I'm encouraged by this. I'm encouraged by the steps. Bringing it back to the Cowboys. I'm encouraged by what I've seen out of them so far. Take all the nondescript, you know, football ease that they use away. All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, Stephen Jones, we already know Stephen Jones isn't going to say anything that's tangible. Nope. Right. I mean, he's going to give you just surface level. Well, you know, we're restricted by the cap and we're going to do what we can. And, you know, we're going to be selectively aggressive.
We got to maneuver. Around
you know,
the cap.
We got to maneuver. And, you know, I mean, we're not trying. We're going to make this team better. Okay. We're not trying. We are. I mean, that's and you're,
we need
know.
More. We need more Will McClay speaking. I love when Will McClay.
But I like Will McClay as well. But I think this team, the Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles, getting to the NFC Championship this year, I think was the best possible thing that could happen to the Cowboys, because seeing the stadium the way it is, hearing the fans complain, listening to us,
it was empty.
I mean, it was at times, but I mean, you know, I don't see the financials, but we know that they're doing okay.
They are doing well.
All right. I mean, look, outside of that Texans game on Monday night,
yeah.
Which was and it was probably, it felt like it was 60-40 Texans fans, to be honest with you. I think we can say pretty unequivocally that the last three or four home games we were at, it was about 80% full. Yeah. Hell, what game was it where they had the white towels going? I mean, it was packed.
Yeah.
Especially was it the Philly? It wasn't Philadelphia. It may have been the Eagles or the Commanders.
They all kind
game,
of blend together. Yeah. Say, you're
the
trying
food,
not
though,
to
the spread. The spread in the press box, though. Let's talk about
immaculate.
It.
Immaculate.
So no. I mean, look, I'm encouraged by what the fact that he canceled this, that it was more important to him.
Jerry Jones,
actually, Jerry Jones, for him to cancel his yearly annual combine presser / let's talk about how great the Cowboys are aboard my fancy bus, for him to do that and cancel it so that he can actually do real life GM things has got to be a step in the right direction. Because like you and I talked about yesterday, you've got 4 years with Dak Prescott. And I don't care whether you like Dak Prescott or not, he ain't going anywhere. Okay, you can do all the GoFundMes, you can do all the online petitions you want. Dak Prescott is not going anywhere.
So you got to build the best team around him.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to put pieces around the guy to see if he can take you somewhere, or are you going to sit there for another year and say, well, we went all in on Dak?
That deal is not running out anytime soon either.
It's not. It's not. Now, might you reevaluate it in 2 years? Probably. Okay, you wouldn't be doing your due diligence as a football personnel man if you didn't. But if he balls for you the next 2 years, I mean, imagine the conversations that we'll be having in 6 months or hell, a year from now, if this team does do some actual team building outside of just the draft, and God forbid you put together pieces around Dak Prescott, whether it's an Ashton Jeanty, a Hampton, or whoever else, and suddenly this offense looks respectable, and dare I say, you keep him upright, and this team makes albeit a small run.
Yeah, you've got to put pieces around him, and we've talked about some of the players in the draft that can be day one impact players. We're going to continue talking about them throughout the weeks leading up to the draft. You're going to have great coverage from Sean and RJ, KNC, G-Bag, and of course here on the G-Bag Nation and Fan After Dark as well. We'll continue with that coverage going through all those different players, but I do feel like it is tangible. I know a lot of people were saying with the front office that you have in place and with Dak Prescott, it's probably not very tangible you're going to win a Super Bowl. I'm not saying they're going to do it this year, the year after that, but you can put a more respectable team out onto the playing field. And you saw even Micah Parsons. He's watching Abdul Carter at the combine, not working out. Abdul's not working out, but just talking and stuff. And I want Abdul Carter on my team. You know, we know Micah's very vocal,
yeah.
But how he wants on the team is always wants defensive guys. So I just wonder what the selectively aggressive truly means. In my estimation, I think it's going to be one tier two free agent, a Nick Bolton, a Stephon Diggs, and Amari Cooper. One of those guys, not two, not three, one of those guys, and then kind of going around the edges, and hopefully Will McClay and Stephen Jones and the boys knock it out in the draft.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about what we saw at the Combine today. We'll also touch a little bit on what we saw last night with the Mavericks, as well as read a few of your text messages, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, and put a bow on G-Bag Nation and get you ready for Fan After Dark. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Appreciate you, Mr. Lucius, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott in the house on a Friday night, holding it down for the G-Bag boys as they make their way to the airport. Not sure exactly where they're flying out of, but nonetheless, they will be back here.
What do you think the name of the airport is?
Not the Kraft Group. I just went on a deep Kraft Group dive just now during the break.
What did you figure out, bro? Because, I mean, it's still confusion.
So I was under the impression, and I watched a special on the Patriots when they had that deal on Apple TV, yes. Which, by the way, it was a great... for some reason, I thought that he worked for Gillette. And as Gavin Spittle so eloquently pointed out, no, he didn't. No, he made his money... first, he worked for his father-in-law. He had like a paper company or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yep, the paper. Yep.
And then they did a leveraged buyout of the father-in-law. And,
nice.
Yeah, I wonder how that went down. And then he just started adding to it. And he did it on a hunch. He started the international, like Forest International Paper Company or something like that. And my man has just been stacking cheddar ever since. So
I got a gripe.
Cheddar,
now.
When you say stacking cheddar, so not he's all Kraft?
Not okay, that kind. Not that kind.
Not mac and cheese.
Not that kind.
Okay.
Not that kind.
Can I say my gripe before we get into these great prospects that were at the Combine today?
Of course you can.
It's so dumb. I love the NBA.
Yeah.
You love the NBA?
I do.
Lucius loves the NBA. We all love watching basketball. We got the Cavs and Celtics on the bottom TV. We got the Combine on the top one. We got one extra TV. Oklahoma City's playing Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
Denver's playing Detroit. And I go, oh, I can put the game on. Going to TNT. Unrivaled basketball's on.
Mm. Yeah, I like the. Yeah, you don't like it?
I'm just trying to figure out why I can't watch basketball. It's so.
It is basketball though.
What is unrivaled? I don't even know what unrivaled
that's
is.
That's the WNBA yeah, players.
The women's 3-on-3.
You don't like women's?
I just rather would watch Denver Detroit. it's just it's so fair. Dumb how I can't watch basketball.
Yeah.
I gotta subscribe to 15 different sites
yeah.
to watch yeah. a regular NBA season yeah. game. It's dumb. Yeah. I get it if I'm trying to watch some obscure game in Canada.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to watch American basketball, a primetime game, Denver versus Detroit, and I can't. I can't. Unless I sail the seas.
It's 2025. I mean, I don't know that sailing the seas would get you any closer to the game than where we're at now.
Oh, you didn't get the reference? Sailing the seas? Who sails the seas?
Christopher right. Columbus?
Never mind. It's okay.
That's ridiculous.
What did I miss?
Who is on the seas? Who sails the seas? What type of people?
Oh, pirates?
There you go. Use the word.
Oh, unless you want to pirate it. Oh, wow. I mean, why not just say it?
Because it's funnier to say sail the seas.
Yeah, is it though? Is it? If I have to really... 877-881-1053. How many of you picked up on that?
Yeah, it's mass communications.
I thought you'd catch that.
How many of you picked up on that he meant pirating a local stream when he said, sail the high seas?
I didn't say high seas. See, that's you. I just said sail the seas.
Sail the seas. Sail the high seas. Whatever. Same difference.
Juice, high sea and whatnot.
Same difference.
Well, who was the juice today at the Combine
was juice?
Nick Emanuari.
He had a hell of a day.
South Carolina?
That and the kid from Kentucky.
But South Carolina?
South Kakalaki.
So he hit a 10 out of 10 score on the RAS score, which is the relative.
Okay, what does that mean?
Relative athletic score. They've been doing this for a while now. It kind of shows where they would be.
Where are you at on the RAS scale?
Probably give myself, like if they did mine, I probably would be like a 3.8 out of 10.
Okay.
I mean, compared to these combine
No, I'm just
athletes,
talking about like to normal people.
To normal people?
Normal people.
To everyone that's listening yeah. right now, to you, I'd probably be like a 9.8. Yeah.
Okay. 9.8.
I mean, you're looking at an intramural superstar, intramural all-star, to be exact.
Where do you think you rank, Lucius, as far as if you had to power rank the host athleticism? Where?
Oh, athleticism?
Yeah, athleticism.
Where would I rank?
Where do you?
I'm definitely up the top, bro. I'm definitely up there at the top.
Okay,
we did a
boot camp. Boot camp. I was an athletic PO. I had to lead all of the what's the names? You know that type
okay.
of vibe. Yeah.
Okay.
They seen me. They was like, oh, yeah, an athletic guy right there.
Did you do the cadence while
yeah,
running
yeah,
was
sure
there too?
100%.
Go ahead. Give me a little flavor for what that was. Give me a little flavor for that real quick.
Yeah. Give me a whole lot of songs about beers and drinking.
Did you guys still have Ricky notebooks?
Sure did.
Okay.
Yeah, we sure did.
All right. What was your
boot camp stuff we're talking here, folks?
What was your division number?
950. Performance group. I was in the performance group, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever get Asmode?
No.
Did anybody get Asmode into?
Sure. Yep.
Fair enough. Fair enough. When did you go to boot camp?
What was that? I jumped in the Navy because of 9/11, so maybe 2002.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was three. Great. So where'd you go? Great Mistakes?
Yeah, I sure did.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who do you think would be the best camp counselor out of us three?
You.
I think I would.
Fred too now.
Fred would be a terrible.
Because he's ridiculous.
Camp
counselor. They'd be like, oh, yeah, we like this guy. He's stern but ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fred would scare the kids.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, pretend me and Lucius are kids. How would you introduce us to the camp?
I mean, what camp are we doing?
We're out in the woods, and it's fat camp.
Okay, right? Then I'm not.
You got meatball and meatwad, and it's fat camp. How are you introducing us?
I think you'd be one more time, bro.
I think you'd be a terrible camp counselor.
I mean, for a fat kids, yeah.
Wow. Not inclusive, Fred. Fred, not inclusive Davis.
I mean, let's all, what are we here to do? Get in shape? Let's do it. Come on.
That would be your opening statement. No burgers on the side. No shakes.
Now we'll say, hey, look, we're not doing cheat days, but we'll do a cheat meal. I'll give y'all one cheat meal per week.
They look at you. What if one kid's 350? Nah. He just looks at you. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm doing as many cheat meals as I want.
Then get to stepping. Get out of here. I ain't got time for you.
Dad already paid. I'm staying here.
Well, go to somebody else's camp then, because I don't have time for this.
Well, our boy Nick out of South Carolina hit a 10 out of 10 score, like I said. If he was in the receiver class, so they kind of put you in a grouping for what your position group is. Out of all the safeties, he was the number one. And then they do all time as well. So all time, he would be the second best ever at a combine, just behind Calvin Johnson at the wide receiver position. He's going to be weighing in at 220. He's just over 6 foot. He's 6'3".
Yeah.
Didn't bench. So elite size. They got him on the RAS for his explosion grade. They got him elite 43-inch vertical, which is insane. It's the highest vertical at anybody over 200 pounds. His broad jump was 11 feet.
What was the vertical? Damn. 43? Okay, I got to try that. I got to see where I'm at for these young boys.
His 40-yard dash was a 4.4. His 20-yard split was a 2.55, and his 10-yard split was a 1.53, all elite in that category. And if you're wondering what his hand size was, it was a 9.
Okay.
And then his arm length was 32.5.
What was he, where was he mocked to go prior to the combine?
It's a great question. I'll see if I can get that answer for you.
877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Attorney text line. If you got anything you want to chime in with us before we put this bad boy to bed tonight. As he alluded to, combine's been on all day today. We've got tight ends that are working out now. You'll have running backs and wide receivers and quarterbacks that'll be working out. And O-linemen? This weekend?
O-lineman
on Sunday. And like I said, you'll get wide receivers and running backs tomorrow. So, and then make sure, and I know a lot of you guys are probably following 105 Through the Fan on YouTube. Make sure you do if you're not already. That way you can get all the video clips from all the shows, and you can check out Blake's breakdown, where this week he is breaking down wide receivers. Now, question a lot of you folks have is, sitting at number 12. I mean, I think the Cowboys are going to have no shortage of opportunities to get, a day one starter at that number 12 spot. Of course, in a perfect world, it would be wonderful if they were able to trade back.
Mel Kiper's number 2 safety, and he's been mocked in the late first round in most of these mocks. It's going to be Nick Emenawori out of South Carolina.
So, I mean, this dude was already kind of looked at as a stud athlete to begin with.
Right behind Malachi Starks.
Yeah, so I don't know. And you and I talked a little bit about this yesterday, with the combine, and we had Charlie Campbell on the show. The combine, to me, is as much about how are you prepared mentally? What's your mindset going into it? And, let's call it what it is. It's a job interview in one way, yes, but it's kind of its own game day, right? I want to know as a talent evaluator, are you locked in
on Combine Day.
Some other Combine notes, Georgia safety Malachi Starks, who I just spoke about a second, recorded the fastest top speed among safeties in five different drills. In the short shuttle, 15.24 miles per hour, that was first. In the W drill, 17.92 miles per hour, that was first. The gauntlet drill, 18.39 miles per hour, that was first. Line drill, 18.66, that was first. And in the Terrell Austin drill, 18.74 miles per hour. He finished first in all of those. Speaking of first as well, we had our boy out of Kentucky running the 40-yard dash, had the fastest time at a 4.28. That was our boy Harrison. I thought he impressed a lot. I was talking to Woolchuck about him as well, and the fact that he was like, hey, watch him. Watch his 40 time. I think he's going to impress. I didn't know what to think of him out of Kentucky, but he showed early.
Yeah.
Because I think he had a 4.3 at first, Maxwell Harrison. He had a 4.3 on his first run. Then the second run was a 4.29, and then the official time came out as a 4.28. So I would say Maxwell Harrison, our boy Nick out of South Carolina, Malachi Starks, and then one more that I want to mention is our biggest winners of the draft. Was going to be Darian Porter, the corner out of Iowa State. He had the fourth best day as far as the relative athletic score ever for a corner. They've been doing this since 1987. So out of 2,480 corners that have ever participated in the combine, he had the fourth best athletic score.
Good Lord.
He weighed in at 6'2", 195 pounds, which was a great sizing. His vertical was a 36.5, broad jump was elite as well, and then ran a 4.3 40-yard dash.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'll give you $1 right now if you can tell me what song is playing, since you like to do that to me.
It's funny. This is Travis Scott sampled this as well on Astroworld, but I don't know what the original is.
You don't read the credits?
This is I think, like Stargazing on Astroworld with Travis Scott, but he obviously sampled it from the song you're playing right now.
No
Let's
idea.
Go with 50 Cent. Close?
Goody Mob.
That was my second guess.
It was.
Saw it.
I'll give you $1 if you can tell me one member of Goody Mob.
Oh, you should be able to get one, bro.
You should be able to get one. You should be able to get at least one.
Killer something.
He's super famous.
Yeah.
And he may or may not have done something. I didn't even realize that.
He's got some weird cases. I think they got dropped, but there were some weird cases.
Give me the first name. Give me the first letter.
It's one. It's one name.
He's built like a meatball.
Yeah, he is.
Let's go with
around town with the girls I love, and I'm like,
Oh, that sounds like CeeLo Green.
Oh, there you go.
That's not one name. CeeLo Green's two names.
Well, CeeLo.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on. Nobody calls him CeeLo Green.
Nobody calls him Bob Kraft.
Nobody called him it's plenty of people call him Bob Kraft. But CeeLo? Yeah, CeeLo was part of Goody Mob.
That's funny. I never knew that.
Well,
I never knew
that. A lot of people don't. A lot of people here, you're not wrong for that. A lot of people don't realize it's CeeLo. And cold-blooded, too. Cold-blooded.
Someone said you should call it the Blake Down. Or the Blake's Breakdown.
Hey, the Blake Down. We're writing that down. The Blake Down. Okay, perfect. As the scene unfolds. Yeah. Lucius, great stuff from you as always, my friend. We've got our guy Alec 2.0 getting ready to take the baton as we get ready for a little Fan After Dark. To all the G-baggers out there, though, look, if you guys haven't heard us before, appreciate you guys tuning in. For all the G-bag Nation people out there, you guys are fantastic. As always, the boys will be back on Monday 2 to 7, so make sure you're back here for that. Fan After Dark coming up next. Good night. God bless.